بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about making mashura and all the various important aspects of mashura. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam really needed no mashura from anyone, when wahi was coming down and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, the knowledge he had, the experience he had, it was not necessary. But all this was to show the ummah, that the ummah must make mashura in all the matters. But unfortunately, we don't make mashura. We just, what we decide we want to do, whether it's a matter, a family matter, business matter, anything for the community, we have our own agendas and we follow that. Whereas we should do mashura as explained in detail, the various aspects and with who we should do mashura. Now another very important aspect which is also follows from making of mashura, that when you make mashura, then don't trust the mashura. Make mashura, it is so important, it has been entrusted to us by Allah Ta'ala through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but don't trust the mashura, trust only Allah Ta'ala. And this is in all matters. Don't trust your medicine that it will give you shifa. Your full trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. Don't trust in your job, your shop, that it will give me my rosy. Our full trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Agar Allah tumhari madad karega, to koi tum par ghalib na ho sakega. If Allah helps you, then nobody can come over you and overpower you. So put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Don't put your trust in anything else. To use the asbab is 100% correct. And it is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the most perfect deen is to use all the means and the asbab. But to put our trust in asbab is shirk, is committing partners to Allah Ta'ala. So we must never associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. And this is the fine line of our test in this world. That use all the asbab, eat food, work, shop, job, everything, take medicine, but don't put your trust in those things. Realize and know that everything is only from Allah. If you do that, Allah's help is with you. And if Allah's help is with you, nobody and nothing in the world can overpower you. Whether it is even with the governments of the country, with the elections and that, don't fear the governments, don't fear the people of the world, put your trust in Allah. All the governments of the world, whether it is in India, with the very anti-Muslim government at the moment, whether it is anywhere in the world, put your trust in Allah and then nobody can overpower you. But when we don't put our trust in Allah and we fear people, then destruction comes to us. وَإِن يَخَذُلْكُمْ وَأَرْغَرْ مَدَدْ نَا كَرِي تُمْهَارِ. And if you don't put your trust in Allah, you don't make mashura in the correct way, then Allah Ta'ala does not help you. And when Allah's help is not with you, فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعَدِي. تو پھر ایسا کون ہے جو مدد کر سکے تمہاری اس کے بعد. Then who is there who is not who will help you, who is even capable of helping you besides Allah? There is nobody even capable, not that they are capable and they won't help you, there is nobody capable to help you. And at such times, Shaitan makes big promises also. But on the very verge of the special decision, Shaitan also runs away from there. And he does not support you also. And Shaitan is with the kuffar, with the non-believers. And he shows a very, very strong and powerful face before the actual crux of the matter comes. But when it comes on that particular verge and point, he runs away also. So don't fear anyone. Don't put your trust in anyone. Not even in your sunnat mashura. Don't put your trust in there also. Put your trust only in Allah Ta'ala. And for this, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ اور اللہ ہی پر بھروسہ چاہیے مسلمانوں کو. And it is only, Muslims should only trust in Allah. And if you are mu'mineen, you will put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala. So what does this mean? Become true believers. A believer is one not only who says I believe in Allah, actually he believes and he puts his full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Not just an outward show of trust in Allah, but in reality his trust. That is what it is. So the requirement is we become mu'mineen. In many places Allah says, إِنْ يَنْزُرْكُمْ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, there is nobody who can overcome you. And Allah, many ayahs Allah says, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْمُ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be the most high, the most honored, the most respectful if you are mu'mineen. The necessity is to become mu'mineen, in essence, in reality. Like an example is given, somebody hears that an atom bomb can kill so many thousands of people in a few moments. And he starts reading atom bomb, a wazifa of atom bomb. He reads it million times, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb. You will find that you go out of breath. You won't be able to blow on a fly, forget killing the fly. You won't be able to blow and the fly also won't fly away. He said, but they told that the atom bomb killed so many people. I read the wazifa so many times, but nothing happened. In fact, I suffered a loss. So the atom bomb is not the word atom bomb. There is a big reality behind it. All the effort of making it, all the knowledge how to make it, all the raw material that is required, the operation of it, lot of things, then it becomes that atom bomb which can do so much of harm. So, the same way, just the word mu'min, I'm a mu'min, that word is not enough. There is a very big reality, a greater reality than making an atom bomb of getting iman within ourselves. But we are just happy that we are mu'mineen. Just outwardly we have accepted and we have made no effort of bringing the reality of iman. It comes clearly in the hadith that la ilaha illallah, which are the words of this iman, it does great work until its rights are not destroyed. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what are the rights of it? In one place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, when we stop doing amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. We don't command the right, we don't stop the wrong. And by and large, the whole ummah is guilty of this. In our homes, we don't command the right. In what our close friends, we rather keep quiet, we shy away. I don't want to cause trouble. I don't want to upset the apple cart, so I rather keep quiet. Then that la ilaha illallah will never have its power. When we don't fulfill the rights of the kalima, then it hasn't got that power. So there is a great effort behind la ilaha illallah. We find so many people who do become of us concerned, and they become bayat, for example, to bring the reality of la ilaha illallah. As little as 100 times a day is prescribed to read la ilaha illallah. But even those people don't do that. We don't even read the 100 times. Just the reading of it we don't do also. So where will the reality of la ilaha illallah come into us? So Allah says, put your full trust in Allah, for this an effort is required. That is what is called a mu'min, who has got that iman and that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. And just to give a brief idea, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had that iman when he was between the devil, Fir'aun, and the deep blue sea in front of him. He had no way to turn. His iman was on Allah. Allah told him, take your stick and hit it on the water. Outwardly, it makes no sense to anyone. How can a stick being hit on water save us from this problem? But he did what Allah told him. His full trust was on Allah. The command was totally illogical, but it was full of iman, filled with iman, great, great iman. He did it and Allah gave salvation, 100% salvation, and in the process Allah totally destroyed his their enemy also. So that iman is required. Today, with little bit, the COVID came, and we followed all the protocols. We forgot the commands of Allah. We abandoned the masjids. We closed the masjid, which is totally in conflict with what iman wants. Iman wanted we must come more to the masjid. We should have made etikaf in the masjid, but we did the opposite. So our iman is still very weak. We need to develop our iman. Yeah, we will carry on with our life, but in the qabr, what will happen? When there we fail in our iman, we cannot imagine the punishment and the azab and the difficulty that will come in the qabr. And all this what Allah brought in this world is to so that we can see whether we are passing the test of iman or failing them. And so a person who fails and he wants to make a success, he works harder. So Allah is giving us the opportunity till our maut comes. After that, there is no chance again. And if we fail in the qabr, we can't imagine the consequences till the day of Qiyamah, all alone, with all the snakes in the qabr, the fire in the qabr, the smiting and hitting of the malaika. It will be so. We have to work on our iman and bring the reality of iman. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.